on the front load. Stalk of cotton will grow 5 feet tall. Maybe more than that in some places. I expect over your part of the country they go taller than that. But around here, stalk of cotton will grow, say, 5 feet, and it may put out 15 or 20 bulbs on it. And you get some pretty good production that way. But now, since they don't chop cotton, why, it's more crowded and it doesn't grow that tall and it grows thicker. They don't have quite as much luck. It's a kind of a hard situation. It's damned if you do and damned if you don't.
I wanted to ask you about some different utensils. You know, the dishes that you might use for entertaining company, your best dishes, what would you say were made out of?
Have them in China.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that in China or something else that a farmer might put in a nest?
Oh yeah, that's a setting egg. They call that's a setting egg. That's usually it's liable to be blue or green or white or anything. It's the size of an egg, it's a China. It's made out of China. They put that in the nest, an old hen, they haven't got any sense, they sit on it. Well, it's usually the old hen thinks she's going to hatch her a bunch of chickens, which she thinks she's going to do when she's sitting there. It's a motherly instinct. You've got to break these old hens of that, though. So you don't see anybody raising chickens by use of a hen anymore.
Have you ever heard of a chicken snake swallowing one of those things?
An egg?
Or a China egg?
China egg, go ahead. Of course it's possible. Now a chicken snake will sure swallow an egg all right. And they might swallow a nest egg too. They might swallow a nest egg. If they do, they're in bad shape.
Say it. A farmer was going to milk his cows, what would he probably take with him to get some milk in?
Well, he'd take him a bucket. He'd take about a 2-gallon bucket. And he'd put some water in the bottom before he got there. And he'd wash the bag off with that water that's in there, and then, because the bag wouldn't be clean and all the water wouldn't be clean either, he'd have to run to the hydrant where he water the cow and wash that bucket out. But he strike out with about one bucket. Of course, some people carry a pan with them with a handle on it. You'd hold the handle and just go right after it. But that's too slow. I always like to melt the cool hand and get the job done quicker.
Have you ever heard anybody call a bucket by any other name?
Bucket? Pail?
Pail. Yeah. Same thing?
Same thing.
Have you ever heard of any kind of container that you might keep around the kitchen and put straps in for the hogs?
Straps for the hogs. Well, I've never been around hogs too much except on the farm. When I go out to the farm, we never had any hogs at home. They're too nasty. Oh, nasty little hogs. Awful. They have a lot of flies and all, so we never raised any hogs at home. Old Governor Jester used to raise hogs next door to us.